Welcome to the Grace for This City podcast. We're helping you turn your city upside down. Hey, I'm your host, Justin Goff. Stay tuned. We got a great show for you today. All right. Hey, thank you for tuning in to the Grace for This City podcast. I'm your host, Justin. Hey, we're helping you turn your city upside down. How are we doing that? Well, we're giving you biblical strategies and motivation so you can get out there and get some stuff done for your King, King Jesus, that is. And don't you know, he is desirous of you to get in the game. And I'm telling you, depending on when you're listening to this, it's 2021, January 2021. What is the date? It's the 7th. It's the first Thursday of the year. So this is our first podcast of the year. And I'm telling you, if you're in the know of what's going on right now, I'm telling you, Jesus wants you in the game. Hallelujah. We've got lots to do. Oh, so much to do. So much kingdom to advance. Blueprints to build with. Oh, hallelujah. It's going to be a great year. Fantastic year. And anyways, thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. Share it with somebody that you love. It's going to bless them. Now let's jump right on in to the episode today. And I want to talk about a year of Kairos. You know, I've been meditating on this now for several days, maybe a week or so. And it's just getting bigger in me. In particularly when I see things that are going on in the nation, I just find encouragement in what the Lord has been ministering to me, and I'm going to minister it to you. And so join me today with your faith. I need your supply. Believe with me today and release your faith that the Lord's going to really strengthen us and minister to us some profound truths today. And, you know, there's a word that's been going off in me for a little over a year, and it's this: we've never been this way, but we're going this way now. And the Lord has got some tremendous things ahead for us. We know that the Bible says that he prepares things in advance that we should walk in them. And those are the things that we want to talk about today. We're going to walk in everything God has prepared for us. We're not going to miss it. I'm not missing anything. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to miss anything. If he has something for me, I want it. And even if that means we've got to get a little tenacious, even if that means we've got to get a little ferocious, even if that means we've got to stir up, you know, some boldness on the inside of us, you're going to have to go after what God has for you. It may not necessarily fall in your lap. And I can back that up with scripture, because his word is a light unto our path. He orchestrates our steps. He didn't say he's going to throw this stuff in our lap, but he's definitely going to reveal a thing to us. He's going to illuminate the very next steps we're to take. And in the journey, on the journey, in the path, in the days that he has planned for us, if we will by faith take it by faith, we will encounter these things. Again, it may not fall in your lap. You know, I'm thinking of that passage where he says, "Consider the ant, you sluggard." You know, you can't just sit back, do nothing, and expect everything of God just to fall in your lap. Yeah, he's provided it for you. It's a finished work. But you have to be diligent to receive it by faith. You have to be diligent to labor to get into the rest. Hallelujah. There is a work, because everybody works. In the kingdom, if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. Everybody works. But what work is it? What is our work? Well, Jesus said, this is your service. This is your work that you believe. Okay. Then you fight the good fight of faith, right? And then you labor to enter into rest. And then you humble yourself. Hello, somebody. Somebody needs to get to work on that. You humble yourself. And then you be anxious for nothing. Then you, in all things, give thanks. Then you lift up holy hands. Then you praise. Hallelujah. Then you worship him. Then you resist the devil. So there's a work, hallelujah, but it's maybe not the work that you're thinking of. You're not trying to earn anything, but you are living out the reality that you are a brand new creation in Christ Jesus, that there's all things old are gone. Behold, everything is new. And you're alive now in the kingdom. And so you are living in him. You are moving in him as he would, the king, over his kingdom. That's your work. Hallelujah. Well, anyways, I want to talk about this year. You know, pay attention. You're in transition. We've never been this way before, but come on. We are going this way now. Come on, say it. I'm going this way now. I've never been this way, but I'm going this way now. Hallelujah. And that's what they said in Joshua. Tremendous things are ahead of us, friend. Oh, tremendous things. Now, I want to talk about a year of Kairos. A year of Kairos. Now, generically, Kairos is appointed time. Okay? It's a very specific time. And this era in general, you know, this is the major transition for the body of Christ. We're coming into a new era, all right? And within an era, there are seasons, okay? This isn't just a new season. This is a new era, right? This is a whole nother period of time, kind of encapsulated, if you will, in a way. But within this era, there will be seasons. This isn't just a new season. I mean, we've crossed over. We're in something completely different. And I don't have time to go into all of that, but definitely 2 Timothy tells us that we're coming upon eschatos, right? Or the very last port on a map journey. Eschatos, you'll see that word there. It's the end times. But it's not just generically end times. It's like the last day of a month or the last month of a year. It's the very end or the furthest point of a thing. It's the very end of a thing. We've entered into that. And so things are different. We've come out of the open waters, as it were, right? For use eschatos, you know, principally speaking, as it was used in Greek literature, it was a nautical term, and it was the last port on a map journey. So if you were leaving this port over here on one side of the earth and you were crossing the oceans and you were mapping, you were navigating, you were intending to reach another port in some other ocean water somewhere on another country, continent, whatever, then eschatos would have been the destination. And so we've come out of the open waters. We've transitioned into maneuvering waters. We're coming upon now our final port of destination. And so this era is all about navigating the maneuvering waters. And so great things are in store for us, but we're in a totally different time period. And there are things that will be native to this time period. In particular, the Holy Ghost through Paul wrote to Timothy and said that this eschatos, the very final moments of this journey will be marked because it'll be kalipos or perilous. Hallelujah. But in that is great glory going to be demonstrated. It's the dance and the dirge, friends. All right. It's the enduring of contradictions from here on out. Hallelujah. Great darkness, but great light. Hallelujah. And even in Ecclesiastes, we'll get to that, where we see these contradictions that seem to be just so visible, so tangible. This versus this, this against that, these against those. I mean, it's just like, wow, what interesting times. But this era, all right, I want to get back to that. So we're entering into a new era. This is a moed for the body of Christ. And a moed is the Hebrew word. Moed is a Hebrew word. And it basically means appointed time. It's a time that has been marked in advance by God as significant in some way. Kairos would be the New Testament equivalent of that, like the Greek equivalent of that. The thing about Kairos is that you only benefit when your activity aligns with God's will. And this is very important because God has for us appointments, not only in this year, and we're going to talk about it, we're going to release our faith, specific appointments for this year, but this whole era is going to be marked out. These are very important days. This is a very important time, and you don't want to be off your mark, right? We are navigating to the end. You don't want to be even 1 degree off your mark. This will be a year in particular where we are disciplining ourselves to be right in step with God, fine-tuning our ear and our vision and adjusting our navigation system so that we are not off even just a little bit. You cannot afford to be off right now. Kairos would be the intersection where our oneness with God is revealed and something supernatural is manifested. Hallelujah. Kairos, appointed time, appointed times. Now, this is a year of Kairos, okay? Meaning God has a plan for you. God has a plan for you. Look at this in Ephesians. Let's just look at this first. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, it says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Hallelujah. The Greek phrase translated into good works is actually the Greek word for path or pathways. Listen, God has already been into your future. He has already established the end of a thing. This is what's unique about God. He goes into the future. He establishes a thing, right? Way up in the future. And then he comes back to the beginning and begins to reveal to you the pathway to the destination. He's already been there. He's already been to the end of a thing and established it. It's already been established in the heavenlies. Then he comes back to you, begins to minister it to you so that you can take steps, so that you can follow him in faith, so that you will go with him. You will follow him. Remember, Jesus said, "Follow me." Well, do you think we're just following him into nothingness? No, there's a plan. He was getting the plan download from the Heavenly Father. Jesus said to his followers, "Follow me, follow me, follow me." Hallelujah. That's what we do. He is leading us to the destination. What do? We follow him. His word is light. His word begins to reveal steps, next steps. Then we step out in faith, and what do? We follow him, because where is he leading us? To the destination. In particularly, he is bringing us into the fullness of those things that concern you. But then as your destiny is interwoven with other people's lives and other things the Lord's doing in the earth, in the nations, in the United States, other nations, et cetera, whatever, we are working together, bringing others into their destiny even. But God is the ultimate orchestrator. He's the one who's created this tapestry. You know, on one side of the tapestry, it looks like total chaos. But, you know, if you flip a tapestry over, a picture begins to form. You know, on one side, it's chaos. You all see all the strings and the threads, and it's like, what is that? You can't even really see the picture. But on the other side, God is bringing into revelation the masterpiece, the work of art, as it were, of your life that he's working on. Now, we're working with him, okay? Because you can divert off the path. You can choose to not follow him. You can misstep. Now, when you misstep, you're going to be disappointed. See, he has an appointment for you every day of your life. Look at that. Psalm 139:16. Love this. David had this revelation. "All the days of my life were written in your book before I even lived one of them." What was he talking about? He was talking about being known by the Father. He was known even before he was in his mother's womb. He was known. Hallelujah. Jeremiah, we see the same thing there. Known. We were known. We were in the mind and heart of God. He mapped out our days, placed us in a womb in the earth. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father, for that whole process. And then we were born. And then the joy, the great joy, the great adventure that's ahead of us is coming into the knowledge and discovering that which God has prepared ahead of time for us. I mean, several verses here. Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of good, not of evil." To what? To give you a future. To give you a future. Where is that future? It's established in the heavenlies already. He's already been into the future. Think about this. Was it Isaiah 46? He said, "Only I can tell you the future before it happens." Who can do that? God can do that. Only he can tell us the future before it happens. Why? Because he's already been there and he's already established it. So listen, it's 2021. You look out and you think, "Oh man, this is crazy. You know, this is crazy out here." Well, it may be, but what is already mapped out for you? What is already mapped out for you? What does your future look like? Well, you can receive it by faith. And it doesn't matter what's going on out here. It doesn't matter what's going on. We can receive our future by faith. Now, I don't know about these other people. I don't know what they're doing. Okay. I don't know what they're believing. I don't know what they're afraid of. But I'm telling you, friend, that you can receive your tomorrow. Come on, we're going to receive our 2021 by faith. Hallelujah. God has already gone into the future and established our future. And if we walk with Him, and if we obey Him, and we stay true to Him, and we don't navigate off course, what's He doing? He's leading us to the destination that He's mapped out for us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, for it. So we are His workmanship, and we were called and appointed and destined to walk the path that He prepared ahead of time. Again, if you got the King James and the New King James and Ephesians 2:10, it may say good works, but the Greek word is the word path or pathways. So the idea is He is on mission. The Heavenly Father, Holy Ghost, Jesus, they're on mission to reveal the very next steps of that path that they have pre-planned for you. Oh, thank you, Father, for it. Now, let's go back to this idea of Kairos. So a Kairos moment is different than Chronos. Chronos is synchronized. The natural realm is synchronized. Hallelujah. Praise God for that. Nothing wrong with that. Gears, mechanisms, everything's got to work together. Chronos, though. It's Chronos. Nothing wrong with Chronos, but Kairos is something higher, supernatural. Kairos is that intersection where you align with God's perfect will for your life and something supernatural manifests. Hallelujah. Nothing wrong with Chronos time. Nothing wrong with learning how the natural laws, nothing wrong with learning how the natural realm is upheld, okay? The things that govern the natural realm. But if we want to really tap into God's perfect will, perfect plan for us, we need an injection from the supernatural realm. Chronos is the continuation of things in the natural. I'm not saying it's bad. It's the synchronization of things in the natural. 24-hour period. You know, 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hour, etc. Everything functions and flows. It's perpetual. It's continual. Great. Awesome. Kairos is when you align perfectly with God's perfect will, and that which He has prepared ahead of time, come on, something supernatural manifests in the natural realm. There is an injection of the heavenly divine will and plan into the natural. Something supernatural has to take place. There's an alteration and an adjustment of the natural realm when anything supernatural enters into here. These are the things God has prepared ahead of time for you, and your actions, your heart, your receptivity, your faith, everything aligns, and boom, you enter right into that Kairos moment. You align with God's perfect will. That's what I'm talking about. We are going to have a record-setting year of these Kairos moments of a perfect alignment with God's plan, His will, come on, His heart, His desires, not only for you but for others. For our sphere of influence is going to be severely impacted supernaturally because we're going to align with these appointed moments that God had already foreseen. He's already gone ahead. He's already been in the future. Hallelujah. He's already been in 2021, and He's orchestrated our steps, and He's navigated a path for us to follow. When we walk in those steps, when the light of the Word illuminates our step, and we step into that position of obedience, when we step into what God has prepared ahead of time, that's a Kairos moment. That is a time that has been planned in advance. That is a moment, an encounter, an opportunity, that is a blessing, that is a miracle, that has been planned in advance, and we have intersected with it. We have met up with it. We have aligned with it, and something supernatural takes place in the earth. Hallelujah. Again, Kairos is that intersection where we become one with God and one with His will. Hallelujah. And when that oneness synchronized our life, our steps, our path, we align, we're synchronized with His plans, something supernatural happens. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, "To everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven." Hallelujah. And it goes on to say that there is a time, what's it say? There is a time to plant or sow, and a time to reap. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, we talk a lot about the law of seed time and harvest because it's a principle that we see revealed all throughout Scripture. If you go back to Genesis 25, you remember when Isaac sowed in a land of famine and he reaped the same year. He reaped the same year a hundredfold. What is that? Well, that's supernatural, number one. Hallelujah. But what is that? Well, he aligned with something. He got in God's perfect will for him, and something supernatural encountered the natural and altered. It altered the natural reality. Kronos is great. Kronos is awesome. You know, get those gears meshed, start it up, and things will continue. If you get them aligned right, you can get things in the natural realm moving at a very positive pace. You can get things aligned in such a way in the natural that it's good. You know, some might even say it's a blessing. But I'm saying, ultimately, the natural realm is easily manipulated. I wouldn't put all my eggs in that basket. Hallelujah. Not if you're born again. If you're not born again, you don't have an option. So you need to accept Jesus Christ right now. But when you're born again, you're seated above. Okay. Now your citizenship is in the heavenly places, right? Your home is Mount Zion. Praise God. Your politics, as it were, that's what Philippians says. Our citizenship, our politics is from a higher place, a supernatural place. And we're seated with him in the heavenlies. And our operation is a glorious operation. When we are moving from our seat, when we're fellowshipping with him there, hallelujah. Our natural, our bodies, hallelujah, are here. But don't you know we're one with him? We're one with him. So we're simultaneously here functioning in the natural realm, but we're one with him there. We're seated with him there, okay? And the Bible says that our citizenship or our politics is the same word, is from that location, from that point of perspective, from that high place of operation. And when we're moving with him in the spirit, Colossians talks about that we appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. We don't want to just limit ourselves to just functioning and reacting and interacting just naturally. We want to appear with him and interact in a glorious way with the things that we have to do here in the natural and our spiritual operations as well. So what I'm saying is there's nothing wrong with the natural, okay? Get things moving. Get them going. Get them aligned right. Get those gears oiled and greased the best we know how in the natural. But ultimately, the natural realm is easily manipulated, so I wouldn't put all my eggs in that basket. You know, we are going to set things in motion in the natural, obviously. But we're going to do it with knowledge, insight, wisdom, understanding, concepts, ideas that have come from a high place, a higher perspective. Then, because that's the influencing realm, that's the highest realm. All things are upheld by his word. So we're going to go up there, we're going to get revelation of his word. We're going to get that word in us. And with that knowledge, with that information, with that authority, then we're going to set things in motion here in the natural realm. Hallelujah. So nothing wrong with that. But here it's talking about that there is a time to plant and a time to reap. Listen, let's come out of just being so scatter. Nothing wrong with scattering, okay? What I'm talking about is being a little more intentional in our sowing. Not just guessing, not just hoping and a wishing, okay? But yet intentional. By way of the Holy Ghost being prompted, this is a Kairos time to sow. This is an appointment to sow. Hallelujah. You know, God has these appointments set up for you. He's the Lord of the harvest. Therefore, he's very interested in the point, the moment at which you sow. If he's the Lord of the harvest, then he definitely is going to have a mind for the time of sowing and planting. What I'm saying is we can have unction on another level. Hallelujah. We can go to the next level. We can go to a higher operation in our sowing. Hallelujah. We're very interested in reaping, but we also have to be very strategic in our sowing. And this verse here in Ecclesiastes, I believe the Lord would encourage us that he will work with us. The Holy Ghost will work with us, and we will sow at those very key moments. Hallelujah. He knows exactly when to get that seed in the ground. And then also, he is watching, and he's very interested, because he's the Lord of the harvest, those moments to reap. Hallelujah. You don't want to let it go too far and it spoil out there, right? You don't want to reap too early and you not get the full harvest. He knows exactly. These are kairos. These are appointments. These are things that have been mapped out in advance, and he's revealing them to you because they're significant moments. Hallelujah. I'm just picking one of these thoughts out of Ecclesiastes. There's several there that are tremendous. But let me give you the revelation, the principle here for you to work with, and you can apply on some of those other things in Ecclesiastes chapter 3 or other places where the Lord would minister to you. But I'm saying we're going to come up in our operations. Hallelujah. Our seed, time to sow, and times of reaping. We're going to come up in these operations. We're going to intentionally sow in 2021, and we're going to intentionally reap in 2021. And when we align, when our obedience aligns, come on, with unction of the Holy Ghost, what is Holy Ghost doing? Holy Ghost is not prompting you to do something that's not been written. Holy Ghost is not prompting you to do something that's not been written. Psalm 139, 16. Every day of your life has been written in the book. Jeremiah 29. He wants to give you the future. Ephesians 2:10. These path and these pathways that he's prepared in advance. In advance, the path has been prepared. What do you think Holy Ghost is revealing to us? Holy Ghost is not taking us off course. Holy Ghost is finding out what's in the heart and the mind of God. Those things have been given into the authority of Jesus Christ. Jesus said that I've given you Holy Ghost, and he's going to take of what is mine, and he's going to reveal it to you. What's Holy Ghost doing? He is searching out exactly what path you need to be walking. Holy Ghost is finding out for himself when these appointments, these heavenly appointments, these kairos moments, and he's working with you to align with what's in the heart of the Father for you. Holy Ghost is navigating, helping us navigate, saying, turn left, turn right, sow here now. Well, why would we want to obey Holy Ghost when Holy Ghost prompts us to do something? Because Holy Ghost is going to align us with God's perfect will. And in those moments of alignment, I'm saying that these are kairos. These are appointed times. You have aligned with God's perfect will. You have stepped into the day that God foresaw for you. You know, that's available to you. And don't start believing that the devil has utter authority. Don't believe that the devil has total authority to rob you of those moments. Now, he's going to attempt to disappoint you. Anything dis would be oppositional. It's antagonistic. Dis sets itself to oppose a thing. So like unbelief, for example, is functionally disbelief. Unbelief isn't, you don't believe it in anything. No, unbelief sets itself in opposition to a truth. So it's functionally disbelief. If you're in unbelief, it's because you're believing something contrary to the truth. All right. So disappointment, what is disappointment? Well, disappointment would be a strategy against you to keep you from walking in your kairos appointments. Disappointment is a strategy to keep you from actualizing your God appointments. God has a kairos moments for you. God has kairos opportunities. He has those pockets where he wants to reveal his perfect will. And when that alignment happens, something supernatural enters in, and there's an alteration in the natural realm. You know, I'm thinking about that passage where it says that he has the preeminence in all things. Well, that's, you know, that's Jesus Christ. He is the preeminence in all things, okay? But he's the Word. So we could say it like this, that the Word has preeminence in all things. Listen, when you receive the reality of the Word, because the Word has preeminence, then whatever in the natural that doesn't align with the Word, because the Word has preeminence, when you put the Word in the situation, everything in the natural has to realign itself. See, there has to be some altering. If the word has preeminence, then things in the natural realm have to alter themselves or adjust in some way in order to align appropriately with the word. If the word is preeminence, meaning the word is first place, the word has the highest position of honor, then everything in the natural has to alter itself in some way to accommodate the word having preeminence. So if we're talking about the word on healing, well, then your body has to make an adjustment. Disease, sickness cannot stay if healing, the word on healing, has preeminence. Everything has to alter or adjust itself to make room for the word, which means the word on healing is going to literally begin to move out the reality of sickness. It can't stay. Sickness can't stay any longer, hallelujah, when healing is manifesting in your body. So this is what I'm talking about, that when you step into these kairos moments, things have to adjust. That's the supernatural impartation into the natural realm. God is injecting his perfect will into the earth. Maybe things didn't previously line up with his will, but when you step into that through obedience, when you step into it through faith, hallelujah, when you take God at his word and you align with his will for you, something has to change in the natural. Hallelujah. Because what he has seen and established, what he has established in the heavenlies, his word for you, his will for you that's been established, when you receive it to the natural realm has to make adjustments for it. It has to alter itself. It'll realign. It has to. It has to, or the word doesn't have preeminence. He doesn't have preeminence if the natural realm doesn't adjust or alter itself in accordance with the revealed will of God that you have received in your heart. Hallelujah. And as it begins to take on flesh, stuff just has to move. It has to realign. It has to change. It has to adjust supernaturally. Hallelujah. I mean, you watch a thing change. Hallelujah. You just watch a thing move and adjust and alter itself to make room for God's will. Oh, praise God. 2021, come on, moments. It'll be full of these kairos moments. Now let's go back, Ecclesiastes 3, a time to plant. Okay, time to sow. Catch those unctions. Don't be ignorant. Don't be blinded. Don't be deaf to the unction of the Holy Ghost as he's going to work in you. Just supernatural moments. Like, this is Kairos month. So now, boom, and you're going to obey. Ecclesiastes 11:4. Now, this is what I'm talking about. Nothing wrong with Kronos, but if you're going to walk in God's perfect will for you, you can't rely solely on Kronos. Get those natural gears synced. Get them greased up. Get them oiled up. Do your due diligence. Come on, do your preventative maintenance. Get natural things in order. Come on, get your house in order. Get natural things in order. Do what you need to do to get stuff in order. But I'm telling you, we're going to not miss when God injects or supersedes natural reality with heavenly reality, heaven's will, his will being revealed. Okay? Now, Ecclesiastes 11:4 shows us this principally working. It says, he who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. Nothing wrong with watching the wind. Nope. Nothing wrong with watching the clouds. But all that's based on Kronos. That's all natural. Okay, that's natural. Nothing wrong with that. Understand that to a degree. But we're not limited to that. We're not limited to that. You know, naturally speaking, it may not be a good time to sow if the wind's blowing, right? You got seed, they may get blown in the wind. Naturally speaking, when it's cloudy, it may not be the time to reap. You know, you may not want to be out there with your harvesting equipment in the middle of a hurricane. Okay, that's natural. Nothing wrong with that. Kronos, nothing wrong with that. But Kairos, come on, higher. It's higher. Supersedes. And he knows exactly. Now, you may think, well, God, well, wouldn't you align? I mean, wouldn't you align with natural things? I mean, why would God have you sow when it's windy? Well, it goes back to that the natural realm is easily manipulated. It's got sin in it, right? There's a curse that's let loose out here. Not everything is functioning in a high capacity, but that doesn't bother God, and it shouldn't bother you when you move in unction. Now, under normal circumstances, maybe you wouldn't sow when it's windy, but I'm saying when God has already prepared ahead of time, he's revealing to you the moment he planned. He's not moved by natural laws. He's not moved by things in the natural. So when you get unction to do a thing, and it looks like in the natural that what heaven is telling you to do doesn't mesh or jive with what's going on in the natural, well, then you have to make a decision. Are you going to be carnally minded, naturally minded, or are you going to be spiritually minded? Are you going to set your mind on things above or base all your actions and decisions solely on natural things? Nothing wrong with that. Get your natural stuff in order. Nothing wrong with that. But know that the natural realm is easily manipulated, and the Holy Ghost is going to give you the exact moment. It may or may not align with Kronos in the natural. Doesn't matter if it does. Doesn't matter if it doesn't. Hallelujah. So when he says, so, we're going to do it because he's aligning us with Kairos, and now's the time to get that seed in the ground. Hallelujah. So again, Kairos is not about your understanding based upon the synchronization of things in the natural, but rather a yielding to move in and with him. Kairos is the alignment with God's perfect will. And friend, I decree over you that 2021 will be filled with Kairos moments. Again, 2021, hallelujah. Come on, it's going to be a record-setting year where we didn't stray off the derrick. Now, this is a neat word here. Derek, D-E-R-E-K. That's a Hebrew word. Now, I have a brother-in-law named Derek. A lot of people named Derek. But it's a Hebrew word. Its roots, its origin is a Hebrew word. And the Hebrew word Derek is God's appointed or ordained path. That's the Ephesians 2:10. Those good works, actually it's the Greek word path or pathways. That's the Derek. That's the Derek. God has prepared it ahead of time. He's ordained and appointed you to walk this path. He's laid out your Derek ahead of you. Hallelujah. So 2021, we're not going to stray off our Derek. We're not going to stray off the path that God has appointed for us. I've already read Jeremiah 29:11. We've read Psalm 139:16. Listen, these are all Kairos. We're talking about Kairos here. Again, Kairos is that intersection where we become one with God and one with his will. Now, something very, 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 very neat here. And in the last few moments of the podcast, I got to get this to you so you can meditate this. Kairos gives access, check this out, to a supernatural slipstream. Yes, slipstream. S-L-I-P-S-T-R-E-A-M. Slipstream. Now, what is a slipstream? A slipstream is the region or pocket directly behind a moving object where resistance is minimal or non-existent. Oh, hallelujah, friend. Get that? The slipstream. What is a slipstream? It's the region of the pocket directly behind a moving object where resistance is minimal or non-existent. So the moving object ahead of you or in front is encountering and subsequently altering or adjusting the resistance. And if you get in the pocket, you'll pass through virtually untouched. Listen, that's what Kairos does. Man, when you align with God's perfect will, man, you get in the pocket right behind him. Hallelujah. What did Jesus say? Follow me. What did he say? Follow me. Come after me. Follow me. Oh, you know what? We've never been this way before, but we're going this way now, but we're not going alone. What's he saying? Follow me. Where are we following him? Oh, hallelujah, friend. We are following him into the future that he's already mapped out. He's already been to the destination. He's already been to the end of a thing. One verse says he goes to the end, and then he declares the end from the beginning. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for that. So who is encountering the resistance? You know, in aeronautical terms, the propeller on a prop plane, a plane that has a prop on it, that prop is encountering the wind and the resistance, and those blades are just chopping that resistance up to where the body of the plane then enters into the slipstream. And it's almost like the body of the plane just goes right on through with minimal resistance. Why? Because something, the propeller has already encountered the resistance and has altered it in such a way for the body of the plane to just slip on through. Listen, Jesus said, follow me. Jesus is the one who is encountering. If we'll allow him to, if we'll get in the pocket behind him, come on, he will encounter the resistance and he'll alter it. He'll adjust it in some way, and it'll create the slipstream for us to just almost to just be sucked right on through. Hallelujah. The resistance will be so minimal. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And we'll just go right on through. Oh, thank you, Father, for it. But the key is being and remaining directly behind. Directly behind, staying in the pocket. Listen, the Lord wants to set you up to redeem time this coming year. To redeem time. To redeem a thing is to deliver it from captivity. And listen, the devil's been trying to rob you of your kairos. He's been trying to work a strategy of disappointment against you. But you need to tell yourself and remind yourself that you're not going to be disappointed. No, you've already been appointed. There's already been appointments made for you. God has got you on his heavenly calendar. Hallelujah. There's an appointment with your name on it, and you're not going to miss it. If you do, you're going to be disappointed. But know that that's a strategy against you. Now, I want to talk about something real, real quick, and we'll close. We'll bring this episode to a close. I think I mentioned it earlier in the podcast, Isaiah 46. Only I, this is what Jesus said, only I, this is what the Father said, only I can tell you the future before it happens. Do you believe that? I mean, do you believe that? Do you believe that only the Father, Holy Ghost, and Jesus have access to the future? This is very important. And maybe you need to meditate this. But if you think the devil knows the future in the same way as the Father does, well, then we're in trouble. But if the Bible's true, and I believe it is, and that only the Father knows the future, then that means the devil doesn't know the future. Satan does not know the future. There is no demon that knows the future. Now, they can make, you know, an educated guess. They can study patterns and, chart projections based on previous patterns. And maybe they know you a little bit better than you know yourself, and they can read, as it were, your movements. But they don't know the future. They are projecting what they think you'll do. They're making assumptions based on previous actions that can probably hit on target fairly well for most people. But I'm telling you, if you receive your future by revelation, you can receive a thing, hallelujah, by faith, and you can already secure your year before the devil knows anything about it. See, having knowledge of something that is ahead gives you the tactical advantage. And the devil should be playing catch-up with you rather than preempting everything that you're doing. Come on, friend, come up a level in the name of Jesus. You know, allow the Holy Ghost to direct your steps. Allow the Holy Ghost to become your navigator. Now, I'm not saying that you've done things bad, but, you know, some of us get stuck in ruts. I'm telling you, the devil has already projected your future based on your previous patterns and your attitude of, you know, this is who I am, this is what I'm going to do, I don't care what anybody says, even the Lord. Well, you're just really giving the enemy a whole lot to work with. Allow Holy Ghost to reveal to you things that you know nothing of, but yet that have been prepared ahead of time for you. And if you'll walk in those things, the devil will be chasing you rather than building blockages up into your future. He doesn't know your future, but he's just following your carnal patterns, and he's making some pretty good educated guesses. You know what? Keep him on his toes this year. Make a decision that you are going to keep God's appointments that he's made for you. He's already reserved for you moments. Hallelujah. Dozens and dozens and thousands of moments. Hallelujah. All the days of your life have been written in his book. Make a decision that you're going to keep your appointments. You're going to be on time where you're supposed to be. Hallelujah. You're going to do what you were created to do. You're going to say what the Holy Ghost tells you to say. You're going to go where Holy Ghost tells you to go. You're going to receive what Holy Ghost tells you to receive. I'm telling you, you're going to make the devil mad because he's going to be chasing you down because he's not going to be able to keep up with you. He doesn't know the future. You have a tactical advantage because you're taking it by faith. Hallelujah. All right, friend, we've got to wrap this podcast up. Thank you so much. Hey, stick with us this year in 2021. Stay with us. We've got great things in store. We're so honored to be able to minister the word to you in this way. That's what we're doing. Share the podcast with somebody. We're not trying to get our name out there. We're just trying to get the word out. Help us get the word out in 2021. And like always, it would be our honor to be able to agree with you concerning something in your life. And particularly if this podcast episode today has really ministered to you, let us agree with you in prayer. Send us an email, hello@gracecitychurch.tv. That's hello@gracecitychurch.tv. Let us know how we can agree with you in prayer, or call us 870-741-9099. Leave a message. Somebody will get right back with you shortly. It would be our privilege, our honor to agree with you. Or, hey, if you got a testimony, let us celebrate. Thank you so much to all the partners out there who have contributed to help keep the podcast going around the world. As far as I know, we're pretty much on every major podcast platform, iTunes, Amazon, Google, Listen Notes, TuneIn. I mean, we're out there, and there's dozens of them. And there's a little bit of cost to that. So if the Lord prompts you to participate in that, we just thank you in advance for helping us keep the podcast out there where we can keep the word getting into people's hearts and lives. All right, friends, thank you so much. This has been the Grace for This City podcast. I'm Justin. Until next time, be blessed, my friends.